On the show today, we have First Education Federal Credit Union's very own Jim Yates talking about their experience in deploying MemberPass, the new digital ID technology. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Jim Yates from First Education Federal Credit Union. Jim, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, Thank you for asking. And we're talking about your credit union's recent deployment of CU Ledger's MemberPass, their digital ID solution. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a long journey for us, but we're glad it's finally moving forward.
Yeah, when did you guys launch the technology?
We launched it, the current version, 6 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Started
okay.
Testing a little bit. But we've been involved when it was called My CUID.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And,
yeah.
So we were involved with some of the other CU Ledger projects in the very beginning.
Gotcha.
Too.
Okay. So you are well versed in all of this.
Yes. Well, we think we are.
Well, how's it? I know you're 6 weeks into the reality of it. How's it going so far? I mean, how have you guys launched it? Soft launch or everybody, or how's it going?
Originally, we did a soft launch with just our employees, mm-hmm. and some of our board members, and we just used it, well, just played with it, really, just to get people familiar with it. And now we're starting to offer it to all new members when they open an account.
Cool.
And then people that call in that don't particularly like the challenge questions, because of course we don't use the standard one, so it's, you know, transaction based, those sorts
right.
of things. So we're introducing it to those people, and then also people that do high risk transactions. We have some people that do fairly regularly high dollar wire transfers, and we've been very strict in the past with those. So we're introducing MemberPass to those members as well.
Okay.
It's been slow. A lot of people, you know, we're small. We know a lot of our members, so the security is not as top of mind for them as it is for us.
Sure.
But most of the new members so far have you know, activated it, and
cool.
that's been a good experience.
How are you guys using it? Is it mainly like a contact center tool right now, or how are you guys using it?
It's a contact center, and then our member service staff came up with some, well, I don't know if they're unique ideas, but we have members that come through the drive-through that either don't have their ID or they're sitting in the back of the vehicle, they're hard to see, that sort of thing. So we're using it with those people as well. So it's in person. Also some people that are reluctant to do, they want to do the touchless experience. We've also introduced it to two or three of those people. They don't come in very often, but they were appreciative that we had an offer,
mm-hmm.
that we could give them, that we could still ID them, but not require any exchange of documents.
Like physical documents. Yeah. So how's the feedback? I mean, any feedback from anybody so far, or staff or members? Hey, this is pretty neat.
Yeah, I think in this case, no feedback is better than none. I mean, better because people just see it as something that we should offer, I think, in some cases.
Yeah.
People are used to, depending on what they do, you know, they're used to multi-factor authentication, and this is sort of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that's the way most of the members have viewed it so far, is just that extra step to identify people and not necessarily have to show their ID.
Right, right. How has the pandemic, or how has COVID impacted your decision in using this? Because I would think it would be pretty significant, I would think, because this really kind of alleviates a lot of the concerns out there.
It does. And, you know, people coming through the drive-through, again, you can't always see them very well. And you were taking stuff out to people's cars and you don't necessarily know who they are until you get out there. So I think that in those situations, it will become even more valuable if we have to shut down our lobby again. Fortunately, we've had our lobby open since June, and we've been strict with wearing masks and that sort of thing, but we haven't had to reclose the lobby. So we haven't had that experience since then. Mm-hmm. But if something happens, then we have it available to people right away.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you guys are a smaller credit union. You guys are what, 64 million in assets, 5,000 members, somewhere in there?
Right. Now we're over 70 million in assets.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. My bad. My apologies.
Well, no, that's happened in the last 6 months.
Oh, wow. Even
we've
better.
Grown, our assets have gone up over 15% in the last 6 months.
Good job.
Yeah. It's a little scary in some ways because we really haven't gained a lot of members. So it's, you know, it's just more money from the same
people. Is it all the deposits that people are doing? Is that pretty much it? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our membership is primarily educators, people that work for the state, a few people that work for the Air Force Base mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. So they weren't laid off. You know, they haven't really suffered a loss of income.
Yeah.
But they're certainly spending less money. And then they got the stimulus money, and a large number of them didn't spend it. So that's mm-hmm. that's a lot of what we have now. We have the money that people would have spent on season tickets,
right?
concerts, in the summer. So hopefully it'll go away, some of it, because get back in the economy where it needs to be.
It'll be back. Yeah, it'll be back. Yeah. So, but how did a credit union of your size, how did that weigh in? And using this member pass technology, how did that, because I mean, naturally you see like, you know, $1 billion credit and go, oh wow, we're all in on this. But being a smaller credit union, what's the philosophy behind your move?
That really, we're doing it because the $1 billion credit unions are doing it. We know we're small, and our members appreciate on a certain level that we're small because we know who they are.
Right.
But they don't want us to be small when it comes to technology. we have to compete with, you know, the $1 billion credit unions as well as the $1 billion banks. And we have to offer the same thing that, and if they think that someplace else is offering them better security than we are, that's a big loss for us. Size, we have to compete on, you know, especially with security, with at the same level as everybody else. That size doesn't matter when it comes to security.
Yeah. And so it kind of goes back to the old cliche that technology is the levels the playing field, so to speak. Because, I mean, you're using the same technology that the $1 billion financial institution is using, right? So it right. really levels that playing field.
And it's one of the reasons that we chose the core processor that we have as well, is because it is one that it's used by larger credit unions. And if we want to compete, we have to offer the same products and services that they do.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool that you guys are, you're a smaller credit union and you're proud of it, but you're still using all the technology that the bigger folks are using. So, I mean, I think that's a really big feather in your cap for sure.
And you have to stay up on, you know, you have to stay on top of it. And, you know, the members don't want to hear, well, our computer system won't do that.
Right.
And especially when somebody down the street is doing it.
Exactly. So, well, as a consumer, we're all getting spoiled in the technology department. So we want all our other peripheral services to do the same thing. But you guys are doing, especially using MemberPass. So, I mean, what goals do you guys have in using this technology at your credit union? Do you have any set goals in mind?
We want to have it, anybody that wants to do high-risk transactions, we want it to be deployed with them. And then anybody that kind of has that friction point with ID, mm-hmm. Whether it's, I mean, some people don't have current ID for whatever reason. We hope to alleviate that with MemberPass. As far as specific numbers, we we don't really have any goals. We just want it to be, we want it to replace all of the challenge questions, those sorts of things that we use in the call center. We would like to have that done by the middle of next year.
Okay.
And that just takes convincing for some people. We established code words 4 or 5 years ago for people that call in a lot. So it's a little harder to convince them to go with the app when all they have to do is say one word.
But the
other people, especially the new accounts, we're not offering the code word option to them now. We're offering the member pass because we feel the future, that's got a lot better future than a code word, you know, that's known only to us, whereas member pass potentially will branch out and extend beyond just a single credit union using it for their members. Some of the things they have in the works for the future, I think, will really be beneficial to all the members.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. But that's the beauty of being a smaller credit union, because you can kind of do those things, but you, at the same time, you want people to kind of progress into the new technology, because I mean, there's so much upside to this digital ID technology. It's only a natural progression.
Right. And, you know, if it can be introduced into the car buying experience, or, you know, remote notary, those kind of things, then we really, you know, we have a big advantage over those credit unions and banks that aren't offering it, and the banks don't even have the option. I think that's something that people will really pay attention to if we can make that process easier.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you're setting yourself up for a nice future here. You're kind of setting the table and ready to take off the launch pad for certain. So good stuff. All right. Jim, anything else to add? I think I pretty much asked everything. Is there anything else you want to add to wrap up here?
The people at CU Ledger have been great to work with, and Member Pass has been refined over the last few months, and it's very easy to use, both for the member and for the staff.
Yeah, you can ID. I mean, you can ID somebody within like what, 10, 15 seconds, something like that. So it's crazy.
It's fast.
And that's the beauty of this too. It's only going to get better. So once you're on the ground floor, and it's only going to get better.
That's right. Because now's the perfect time to get in on it.
Indeed. All right, Jim. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And congratulations, not only on adopting this really cool technology, but your growth as well. So you got some good news there to share with everybody.
Definitely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Be well and be safe. And keep up the good work there too.
You too.
All right.